Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kicking off the final 30 minutes of the show. How's everybody doing? Danny Noakes with you, 106.7 The Fan on your AM/FM dial. It's on the radio.com app and the stream at thefandc.com. However you're tuned in today, we appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit. Ryan Clary over there producing the show. 800-636-1067 is the AAA Always On Call listener line. You can jump in, chat with us if you'd like to. That's the place to do it. Or you can send us a tweet. You can tweet me at Danny Noakes. You could tweet the station at 106.7 The Fan on Twitter as well. Both will work. If you have any questions or comments about anything that we're discussing, we would be delighted to hear from you there. Now, we're with you, as we said, until 2:30, so about 27 minutes from now. That is when Virginia Tech pregame coverage will begin. Virginia Tech football pregame coverage. They are at Pittsburgh today. 4 o'clock kickoff. You can listen to it right here on 106.7 The Fan. Lots of coverage coming your way. John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and Wes McElroy on the sidelines. Yes, they will all be there for that. We're asking a show question today. Do you love or hate the new Capitals jerseys, the reverse retro alternates that each NHL team got? I love the Caps' new ones. As a 90s kid, I think most of us that were born in the 90s probably like those bad boys. The Screaming Eagle has returned. It'll be an alternate jersey that the Caps wear. I'm on the mailing list. I'm going to try and buy one because I've been looking at buying a cap sweater for a while. And now, you know, this is this is the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm going to try and do it. It's probably going to run me a cool $225, though, man. Those things are unbelievably expensive. We have Wizards news. Not necessarily news. Nothing that's broken today, but some reports that are circling around that we can touch back on, and I plan to, in the final segment, also go over some of the games, get some picks in for some of the NFL football that we will be watching tomorrow, as well as on Thanksgiving. And with NFL football comes lots of betting, right? And BetQL is a great way to do that. BetQL, believe it or not, is a pretty darn good place to get your intel from, all right? Listen to this. BetQL's model has gone 612 and 408. That's a 60% total in the green on all NCAA football bets over the last month. And it's gone 19 and 7 on 4 and 5-star NFL bets over the last week. So that's pretty darn good as well. We're going to have to check on some of the games that they have listed under their college football tidbits, their spotlight events. They've got LSU, Arkansas. That started at noon. We'll go and check that scoreboard here in a second. UTSA, Southern Mississippi. That one's not very entertaining. You got a night game, though, Ryan. Number 21, Liberty at NC State, 5-3. I'm going to pull this one up because this game hasn't actually started yet. Neither has UTSA, Southern Miss. But Liberty obviously beat Virginia Tech. They're undefeated right now. 8-0 start, best in school history. Hugh Freeze is leading that program right now. It's interesting. NC State, 4.5-point favorites. The over-under here is 65, which I think is probably about right. But BetQL's model has gone 67-31 across all Liberty bets since the start of last season. That's pretty good. If I were a betting man in this one, I would take NC State because Liberty has not played anybody outside of Virginia Tech. No one. And there are a few teams that, because we're playing only conference games this year, that have a similar resume. They really have not played anybody. BYU would probably make the cut in that. Now, BYU does have one decent win at the start of the season over a Power 5 team, I believe. I need to go double check and see exactly who it is. But, you know, playing out there on the West Coast in the conference that they play in, it's they don't have the same competition that, let's say, Ohio State's going up against or Alabama there in the SEC. So that's interesting. I would take NC State there because I just don't trust Liberty. They're going on the road. NC State is a team that got beat by Virginia Tech early in the season, the season opener, as a matter of fact. But they're a team that I think if they get out to a good start, they're always in position to win the game down the when it comes down to crunch time, unless they're playing a Clemson or a Notre Dame. And against a team like Liberty, I think that 8-0 record is really it's kind of like a mirage, all right? So I would go NC State there, but maybe the momentum carries them over. But my personal pick, I'm taking NC State. How about these numbers for the Washington football team, all right? Per BetQL, Washington has a 52.3% chance to beat the Bengals in Week 11. Remember, we started the show. We came in after AWOD. AWOD was very confident in the Washington football team that they would win both tomorrow against the Cincinnati Bengals at home and on Thursday on Thanksgiving on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. I am not as confident. And it doesn't mean that I don't have high hopes for the future of the franchise. I just think that the expectations need to be dialed back a little bit here. And I realize that because the division's so bad, they're still in it and have a chance to win it. And if they were, no matter what even if it's five wins that the NFC East champion needs to get to, which would be it would just be unbelievably sad. If it's five wins and Washington's that five-win team and they get to the playoffs and they host a game, cool. I'll support them just like I always do. But don't expect them to win the game. And I wouldn't even expect that much to happen out of it because they're not a good football team. They're not. When the Nationals got into the playoffs and went on their World Series run and they ended up winning it, they started as a wild card. They've won the division four times and they couldn't break through as division winners. So there is that element where anything could happen, but there was a lot more talent on one of those teams than there is on the other. And when you don't have a quarterback like Washington doesn't that can, I mean, put together consistent performances, I've got no faith there. 52.3% chance in the betting world, too, by the way, is pretty darn narrow. I mean, in any world. That's almost a 50-50 split right there, all right? Listen to this, though. Ron Rivera's teams, according to BetQL, have gone 25-9 against the spread coming off a road loss over his entire career. But now, if you're including his entire career, you got to go back and consider everything he did there in Carolina when he had Cam Newton. When he had Cam Newton in his prime. Because I don't think Cam's necessarily in his prime anymore over there in New England. He also doesn't have a ton of playmakers around him. Tom Brady made a lot of those players look very good. And he made Bill Belichick look very good, I think, for a lot of his career. And we're seeing why. Not that they can't sneak into the playoffs too. But so take these numbers with a grain of salt. Ron Rivera's teams have gone 44-21 against the spread after playing a road game over his entire career. Again. Take it with a grain of salt. I don't think that they're going to beat Cincinnati tomorrow. I think it smells like a game that they're going to fall flat in. And when you consider what happened against Detroit last week and some of the other debacles that have happened, I have absolutely no confidence. Here are some more college-related bets, Ryan. And this one actually has to do with the University of Virginia, UVA. We haven't talked any UVA football today. Obviously, we've talked plenty of Virginia Tech. We got Hokies coverage coming up at 2:30. They're going to be on the road against Pittsburgh. But today, UVA plays Abilene Christian. Easy win. I don't even know if there's actually a spread on this game. Like I it's one of those where you're probably going to have to dig a little bit to grab it. But let me find this tab. I got a lot of tabs open here. BetQL's model has gone 13-6 on University of Virginia football spread bets since the start of last season. That's pretty good. 68.4%, that's pretty good. That's a pretty high winning percentage. And then their model has also gone 68-40 on UVA football bets since the start of last season. So that includes the spread, over-unders, and everything else right there. Those are solid. Those are solid. I don't know what the number is there. I will say this. I know UVA is trending up. I think they're going to be playing with some confidence. Whatever that number is against Abilene Christian, I'm sure it's large because they're obviously not going to win the game. But I would probably feel pretty confident considering UVA's at home, putting my money on the Cavaliers there. But I, you know, it, I caution against laying the money. And Ryan, you know, you have some experience in this. It seems like putting your money on the games that are supposed to be the blowouts can very much backfire. Not the obvious games to pick aren't always the ones that you should pick, right? Is that fair?
Especially for gambling. Yeah, I mean, right. Yes, you're exactly right.
And that's why they call it gambling, right? But it just, in games like that, you can have a team with a mindset where they're either looking forward to the next game or they're just not going to get up for this current matchup. UVA, though, I think, you know, I have a lot of respect for Bronco Mendenhall, their head coach. I've interviewed him a handful of times. He's a great interview, by the way, and I do think he's a very good coach and someone that program has needed for a while. So if that's what you're going with, that one's interesting. That one is that Abilene. I don't even think Virginia Tech had a team on their schedule that was that bad. Abilene Christian. I mean, goodness gracious, that's pretty bad right there. So. To tie everything up here, a couple more before we step aside and get to our last segment of the day. Over 95% of total money wagered is backing the Titans against the Ravens as 6-point underdogs against Baltimore. 95% of the total money wagered is going towards Tennessee against Baltimore. And as it stands, I believe Baltimore is still 6-point favorites. And it's also over 95% of total money wagered is backing the Titans at that plus 230 money line. So Vegas, the public, they seem to like Tennessee a little bit more in this game. But, Ryan, when you consider the fact that their offensive line is so banged up, they're not getting quite the same consistent play out of their quarterback, not to mention their defense is not anywhere near as good as it was last year, even with Jadeveon Clowney. A sixer is it's a tough bet right there because I'll pick the Ravens to win this game, but that six trips you up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. I would, for people who want to bet on that game, I'd wait until tomorrow morning to place it.
Yeah.
Just for that small possibility of maybe them bumping it.
Yeah. If it comes down, like if it comes down to like -5 for the Ravens.
Yes.
That I would feel probably a little bit better about.
Yeah. I think the Titans could win. I really do.
That's true. And if they get going early, right? There's been a lot of talk of teams coming out and getting a good start and that doing a lot for them. Spoiler alert, that could be the case for any team across any sport. It's true. But when you have a guy like Derrick Henry, who you can, if you rev up early in the game, well, then he's going to be a lot harder to tackle midway through the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. Guys are going to get sick of doing it. We've seen it happen a million times. So if they come out, they run the ball down the Ravens' throat, be a tough situation for them. And they're very capable of doing that. But I think Baltimore is they're definitely in a difficult situation because they've got that Steelers game lingering on Thursday night. This could be a situation where they are looking ahead because they got beat by Pittsburgh, and that might be the best rivalry in football right now. College, pro, Baltimore-Pittsburgh is a very good rivalry. So Ryan is right to caution. Tennessee might win this game. They might win this game. So let's step aside. We'll take another quick break. All that info from BetQL, good information from there. And by the way, they've gone 55-33. Across all 4- and 5-star NCAA bets over the last 2 weeks. So you got a little college flavor, a little NFL too. We'll come back. We'll look at some of the games this weekend, make some picks, and we'll send you off to the rest of your Saturday afternoon. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. It has indeed been a good day. It's been a good show. It's been a lot of fun. Special thanks to my producer, Ryan Clary. He's done a great job today. And special thanks to our guests, Dwight Vick, former Virginia Tech offensive lineman and captain for the Virginia Tech Hokies. He joined us at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. And we got to catch up with RJ Anderson to CBSSports.com's Major League Baseball coverage. Great stuff from both of them. Great analysis. We've got Tech football coming up at 2:30 pregame coverage with John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, Mike Burnup, Tech Hall of Famer, and then you also have Wes McElroy on the sidelines. So kickoff is at 4, Virginia Tech at Pittsburgh. Pregame coverage, 90 minutes, starts at 2:30. That's who we are just about to hand it off to. Before we go, and I've got about 2 minutes here. A little over 2 minutes. I wanted to throw out a number, some pretty incredible numbers here, and then go through some games, pick some games real quick. So with 2 passing touchdowns in the first half today, Kyle Trask of Florida is the first SEC player to throw for 30 touchdowns in a team's first 7 games. The previous record was 29, set by Tim Couch in 97, and then matched by Joe Burrow en route to his Heisman Trophy season last year. That, according to ESPN Stats and Info. It's incredible, but when you consider the fact that Florida's only got 3 games left after this, he's not even going to whiff the 65 touchdowns that Joe Burrow had last year. 60 through the air and 5 on the ground. It just goes to show how incredible the season that Joe Burrow had was. And guess what? We get to watch him tear up the Washington football defense tomorrow. That is not going to be fun. Washington is slight favorites in their game over Cincinnati tomorrow, but I cannot pick them to win because I have no reason to believe that there'll be any sort of consistency, urgency. The offense is so bad. If Gibson gets going, maybe. We'll see. But right now, I'm taking Cincinnati. I will say I think Washington comes out and they play better against Dallas and they actually make us happy on Thanksgiving Day. We'll go with that. Eagles-Browns, I can't really trust Philadelphia right now. Does anybody pick NFC East teams? I'm going Cleveland. Awad made a good point in the Atlanta-New Orleans game about the Taysom Hill substitution going in there for New Orleans as opposed to Jameis Winston. I have to agree. I don't think that works well. I think Atlanta's actually playing better and they'll win that game. Give me the Panthers at home. Give me the Steelers on the road. The Ravens at home. The Pats on the road. Just a handful of games left now. Dolphins, Broncos, Miami. How about Tua, the season that he's having? I'll take Miami to go out there and win on the road. I'm never going to pick the Jets, so give me the LA Chargers to win there. Game of the weekend might be Green Bay at Indianapolis. I'm going to say the Colts pulled this one out. The Colts at home, they've got a stout defense. Rodgers, very good season, MVP candidate, but I'm just going to say Indianapolis pulls a surprise here. Cowboys at the Vikings, give me Minnesota. They're playing well as of late. And I'm going to say Kansas City over Oakland in the Sunday night game. Kansas City needs some revenge right there. Oh, and Monday night, give me the Buccaneers in a close game over the Rams. All right, that's it. Thanks again to my producer, Ryan Clary. John Laser, Mike Burnup, Wes McElroy, Tech football pregame coverage up next on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.